Here's Eric Butler.
We've got southbound slowing, as you might expect for a Friday afternoon, and this one started fairly early. Right now, you're at reduced speeds from South Salt Lake, the 201 turnoff, all the way down into Draper, where we had accident before 123rd South. Actually, at that point, heading by Bankator Highway in the Bluffdale exit, you're in good shape heading by the point of the mountain. Now, northbound slowing is happening right now in Sandy at 90th South, and then you've got further northbound slowing in South Salt Lake. Dave Meekum.
If you are southbound in the northern part of Utah County, expect delays approaching, looks like about closer to SR 92. From there down through 2100 North and down closer to Lehigh Main Street, that's the worst of it. It's kind of that typical delay you expect to encounter this time of day. If you're heading northbound, there's a delay there you won't be expecting. You're going to slow down at American Fork Main Street up through Lehigh Main Street until you get past the scene of an accident. About a mile before you get to the 2100 North off-ramp. Nothing blocking any of the travel lanes. All the cars are off to the right-hand side, but nonetheless, it's causing those delays. So be ready to tap on your brakes there, Mark.
Southbound I-15, our fourth accident this afternoon up north. Box Elder County is going to be southbound close to SR 126. So you have some re-aggravated delays coming from Willard Bay Reservoir this afternoon. As far as the normal flow of traffic northbound I-15 up north, approaching the north interchange with some slowdowns. The Davis County delays, pretty much normal before the Highway 89 split up to Layton Hills Mall. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.